Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
An Erio's original.
Playtation! Hi, everyone, and welcome to Playcation.
The unpacking. So on these little bonus episodes, we just like to unpack what went right and what went wrong on our trips. And this week we are unpacking our Berlin vacations. And first up, we got to announce the winner.
So the poll was, it was another week of ups and downs, lefts and rights, backwards, forwards. And the people voted. We got 122 votes, the final results. With 57.4% of the votes, my vacation to Berlin did beat your vacation to Berlin.
Now, the people have spoken. I accept the results. I can't say I'm not surprised.
Oh, see, I was surprised. I
am surprised.
Oh, but you just said you're not. Oh, you said, we do this every time, Amanda. We do double negatives every unpacking episode.
I can't say, I know that was correct. I cannot say I'm not surprised is correct.
You are surprised. Yes, because you are surprised.
Not that I didn't love your vacation. I just
really thought
my Cold War history, maybe people, our listeners just aren't. They want to just kind of like eat pastries and like go to record shops, which is great.
How dare you? What an air, what an air of you know, highbrow. Look, I agree with you. When I was listening to your playcation, it was well thought out. The story had a beginning, middle, and sickening ending. And people, when you were describing the museums and everything like that, I wanted to go to all that. Here's when I think, and when we ended recording, I said, well, Amanda's winning Berlin. That's it. That's it. I don't think we took into account maybe how much went into yours in like, you know, not only were you hanging out with Heidi Klum, you were going to a lot of clubs, you were partying a lot. I think maybe some people went, this is too much for me.
I mean, it's totally possible, but that's, I just feel like one in Berlin. And you know what, Maria, guess who texted me and said that they've been to Bergen?
Who? Wait, can I guess?
Yes.
Priyanka?
Yes.
Well, you said our Erio, so that's
nice. Yeah, our Erio's co-founder and host of the podcast Foxy Browns, Priyanka Matu, said she is friends with a DJ at Bergen.
Stop.
So by the way,
we have to go.
We can go.
Imagining Pri at Bergen makes total sense. I can see her dancing. I can see her. I just can see her there, and I've never seen her happier.
I know. And by the way, Pri's the perfect person that they would let in because they don't like it if you're dressed to the nines. Like, you're supposed to be dressed just sort of in like a black t-shirt and like, I don't know, maybe with your like hair slicked back and some eyeliner.
Well, I've never seen Pri with her hair slicked back.
I've seen it tucked behind her ears.
Sure. That's what you think slicked back is just tucking it behind your ears. Okay, so that's like a positive. So we're already in. I don't want to say we're already in because, you know, nothing's a sure thing. But we're 80% of the way there. Now we just have to make ourselves, you know, she can get us at the door. She can get us to the door. We just have to step across the threshold.
Yeah, and so speaking of Bergen, I mean, okay, so this is what we should get into now is like, win or lose, this is so much fun because of everyone who votes and leaves their comments and tells us why they're voting for our trips. And then also we're learning, people are chiming in on Twitter with their travel recommendations, like,
yeah,
like people who've been to Berlin. And so we're getting some really, really cool recommendations here. But I had someone, let me see if I can pull this up. Okay, so Bone Morph on Twitter, they said, I hope that if you go, okay, let me see what they said exactly. Okay, first of all, he said that his German speaking ears are sad because of this episode. And then they say also currywurst forever and always. So you had said that maybe currywurst was something more touristy, but it sounds like
that's what I had heard. That's what I had heard. That's what someone told me. But I believe that I would love it if I had it. I believe I would love it.
And now Bone Morph goes on to say KDV, the department store with the amazing food court, is the shit. I can vouch for that. Also, best neighborhood in the city for sure. And then they go on to say, I hope that Amanda Fun Buns would, at Amanda Fun Buns is my Twitter handle, would go to the sex club at Bergain. And then I said, well, I didn't know there was a sex club there. And he goes, oh, it's male only. It's called Laboratory, but maybe with your bow haircut, you could get in.
That's fun. And you know what else I was wondering? You know, I know Bergain's very mysterious. I would like to see a picture of this ice cream bar. I would like to see what kind of ice cream they're doling out.
Well, the only footage, the closest I've gotten to footage, and we didn't get this in the episode, was Claire Danes went on the Ellen show and talked about going to Bergain. So if you're curious to hear more, I would just Google Claire Danes, Ellen show, Bergain.
And I would like to, and if anyone has been there and maybe has a picture of the ice cream, I would really like to see if there's like a, if it's more of a sundae, if it's just something kitschy where it's like, here's a little cup of vanilla ice cream where it's like, okay, like, you know, fun, but I'd really love a banana split.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm imagining it sort of like an oversized soft serve machine where you're able to sort of stand underneath it and like shower and.
Oh, I hope not. So let's read some other comments we got here. Now, Tasha, at Tasha Alina, I hope I'm saying that right, said, I'm voting Maria because I don't want to be stuck in a bucket hat the whole time, although being stuck with Harry Albert sounds pretty taxing. And I think Tasha did hit on both of our, you know, the parts of our placations that were a little more, they were dragging us down. And that was your bucket hat, which a bunch of people had problems with having to wear that bucket hat throughout their whole vacation.
Now, I don't understand. I'm thinking maybe people are confused and thinking I was literally wearing a bucket on my head because a bucket hat. I mean, I'm sorry. When we're traveling, sun protection is so important. We're wearing a hat anyway.
But does, so, yeah, a bucket hat maybe is what that's kind of that screams tourist to me.
I'm not in 2021, honey. Sorry, a bucket hat is like peak fashion right now.
Okay.
Google it.
Now, Maddie C. Mudcrape, at Mudcrape on Twitter, says, Amanda, I love the energy of the bucket hat in the $3 million house. See, she loved the bucket hat. But Maria had me at Bookstore and Harry Styles. Also love that Amanda Bowie took her father's stage name. And that is something that I thought of, too. I thought, well, if this girl wants to distance herself, she is taking her father, who she never really knew, and is taking a stage name to make a name for herself.
Yeah. I mean, we're all as humans filled with contradictions. Now, here's one from Kyle Gratian. I'm going with Amanda, scooting around Berlin and going to DDR Museum sounds great. All in for a bucket hat. The finales of both, I hope I never have happen on a vacation, though. LOL.
At Adam underscore G underscore H says, if I only did one thing in Germany, it would be to go to a beer garden. So I'm finding it hard to vote for either of you. And I knew this was going to be a problem. And I said this. I said, I know this is going to cost me points, but I guess I do want to go to a beer garden. I guess we just have a limited amount of time and we can only pick so many things to do and it wouldn't be at the top of my list.
I mean, going to Berlin for me, like, just so you guys know, I did go to a beer garden. I believe it got cut out because when I went to that club, the club that I went to from the Weimar era that I rented out, they have a beer garden patio.
I don't think it got cut out.
Okay. Well,
did it get cut out? Yeah, I wouldn't have just.
Well, it wasn't a real highlight of it. So I see why it could have ended up on the cutting room floor. But there's no way in hell I'm going to Berlin and not going to a beer garden.
Well, same with me. But I would like to think that these are more of the highlights because it's not, you know.
It's kind of too obvious.
It is too obvious. We did get an another note. Who is it? Wait, I have to find it. It's from Tina at Tina Sesselman says, you both did well. You both stayed in the center of Berlin. And Tina, I believe, does live in Berlin. So she's, and she was saying, like, I'm so excited for you guys to come. So to Berlin on your thing. So she's kind of rating us as a Berliner. She says, mm-hmm. You both did well. You both stayed in the center of Berlin, but it offers so much that you don't have to leave it to have a good time. Side note, when you're talking that much about beer in Berlin, you have to mention Berliner Weiss, a beer cocktail with different syrups added.
Mm.
And that sounds very good.
Really good. Even something that your character, Chloe, Zoe, whatever, who doesn't like beer might like. Yeah. Here's a comment from Kevin Chavez Photography. They say, I'm detecting a theme. Does @m_Blasucci have to break the heart of every romantic entanglement she finds herself in on her adventure? Why is she so guarded? Who hurt her?
That's fair. It's something to look into. I am finding, although I'm not sure, maybe next week there'll be something a little different. but yeah, so far in the romantic getaways, I would say Harry Albert was a lot different than Boy from the Kimberly episode, because Boy from the Kimberly episode really was there as a conduit to get my character Hollywood back in her, you know, get her back on her feet, whereas Harry Albert was a possible romantic partner that just didn't work out, because as we saw in the improv, that was Amanda creating a character that did become very unlikable, that I had to distance myself.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely gave him the runaround, but he did turn out to be a jerk. But I think, you know, I was just working with what was set up for me.
Sure, it was, yeah. And he's going to find someone really, you know, maybe him and Aunt Heidi might find each other, you know, when me and you leave Berlin behind, you know, the two, you know, two of our side characters will find each other and that'll be nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then at J_McLaughlin83 says, cinnamon rolls in museums. This sounds perfect. For real, that museum pass sounds so cool. And you're right. It is cool. I can't get over $35 for 3 days, unlimited museums. Unlimited.
It's amazing how affordable Berlin is.
Yeah. Especially like the hotel I stayed at. I was at economy. I stayed at something that would be like $600 a night anywhere else.
Really. Yes, I know for sure.
We got a review on Apple Podcasts because I said, and everyone should hear this call and answer the call, but if you guys leave reviews on the Big Ones podcast, presents Playcation, and it has to do with Playcation, we will read them on our unpacking episodes. And so we did get one for Berlin.
I have it here. Okay, this comes in from Seagraves 22, Berlin, 5 stars. My first year seminar at my college roughly 12 years ago was on Berlin. I was kind of bummed, even though it turned out to be interesting, because my friends got to do cool ones like the history of chocolate, dogs, or a study of the Sopranos.
Dogs.
If only this placation podcast was on my syllabus, I would have been all in, emailing it to my professor now.
Yeah. I wonder if there is a class in some sort of college, maybe in like a hotel management class, where it's like you have to plan a vacation, like a plan a vacation class. I'd take that class.
I mean, it would be a good skill to have if you like to travel.
How to plan a vacation.
Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And also, I think if you don't have Twitter or something, but you still want to engage, you can always email us. And that's thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, you got it.
Or leave us a voicemail at 626-604-6262.
So Amanda, after all that was said and done, I know the answer to this, but would you, after researching Berlin, would you get up and go? Would you take the trip?
Baby, I'm already there.
And she is there. She's actually coming to us live from Bergen. I would too. You know, I will. How Berlin is portrayed a lot of the time is very, you know, it's for the artists. It's for, there's like graffiti on the walls and it's kind of like, come, let's dance all night. Let's, but in researching it, I found there was something for everyone really. And the caliber of museums and like, and it just seems like a really fulfilling city that I would definitely, definitely kind of gravitate toward.
You could spend a lot of time there. There's so much history, so much culture. I mean, we didn't even get into like the experimental theater scene, which if I went to Berlin, I would definitely have to go to. Do you remember when we saw German theater in college?
Wait a minute.
It was like those four naked men and they made like a box with their bodies. It was at that West Side Theater. Were you there?
Okay. I don't know, but it makes sense to me, but then I can't place myself, I can't put myself there.
I don't know. Maybe okay. You weren't there. I remember, I think there was a guy named Chuck who was like our stagecraft teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and he took us to, you know, that West Side Theater, I forget what it's called, but we saw some.
The Odyssey.
That's right. We saw some experimental German theater there. It was all in German and it was maybe the craziest thing I've ever seen. And so I would love to revisit something like that.
Yeah. I mean, we could honestly do an entire season of Placation on Berlin and we wouldn't even scratch the surface.
That could be something fun to add to like Travel Hiccup is like you have to see some entertainment.
Oh, I'm going to add that for 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
We'll do that. Must see live entertainment.
Yeah. Because that could be music. It could be theater. It could be orchestra. I think that could be cool.
Yeah. I think Berlin is awesome. This show is really opening my eyes because it really is, I don't know, it's just really fun to research. And yes, it can get overwhelming, but it is very fun.
And I can't wait for y'all to hear the Hokkaido episode because I have to say Berlin was at the top of my travel list and then Hokkaido got up there with it. So you're going to want to tune in on Tuesday for that.
Well, guys, thank you so much for engaging with us. We can't tell you how much we love your engagement. It really does make it 1,000 times more fun when, like, we post the episode and we kind of ask for your feedback and you guys giving it. I know we can't read all the comments on here, but it's just, you know, if you want to chime in, please follow us at The Big Ones Pod on Twitter. And, you know, it's really exciting to hear what you guys think.
Yeah, I agree. It's probably the most fun part about this.
And I'm, you know, you really do think when you do take these trips, you're going to have half of you're going to have half of it booked already. You're going to know what you're going to do. You're doing all the work ahead of time.
Yeah, we're doing it for you.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you this coming Tuesday when we venture into the Hokkaido region of Japan.
Bon voyage.
And thanks for listening to Placation, the Unpacking.
Earios.
Powered by Acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.